Okay. Hello, my name is Tyler O'Connor. I am 15 years old. Today is October 14th, 2019, and I'm speaking with my friend's mom who immigrated to America from Japan. So, what's your name, age, and when did you immigrate to the U.S.?
My name is Satoko, and I'm 49 years old. I came to this country in May 2004.
Okay. Did you travel alone or did others accompany you?
And it was with my husband and my daughter.
Oh, okay, so you met them.
I wasn't alone.
Oh, okay. Did you have anyone close to you who stayed behind?
Yes, my mom, brother, my older relatives, and my friend.
Oh, okay, that must have been hard for you.
Yes, it was.
Have you been able to visit them since then?
Yes, we've been going home every few years. And then sometimes my mom comes over here too to visit us, so yeah. Not too bad.
Okay. What was your reasoning for immigrating to the U.S.?
Because of my husband's job at that time, and he was in the Navy, and he was stationed in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to move there from Japan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How did you feel about making the journey? Were there any mixed emotions?
Yes, I was excited. But there were a lot of things that we didn't know. We didn't know where we're going to be living. And I didn't really know about Virginia Beach environment. So there were some stuff, you know, I did have some anxiety over, like, those unknown stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Was English your first language? If not, when did you learn it? How did it fit into the timeline of your immigration, and was it a struggle for you?
It's not my first language.
Mm-hmm.
And in Japan, we learn English in middle school and high school. But and then I also lived in the U.S., I mean, in Wisconsin for 2 years when I was 19, and then I went to school, so I learned more English there. There were still a struggle, too, because I think it's not the same living here as a mom or wife than a student.
Mm-hmm.
So I needed to know more. Like when I brought my daughter to hospital or something, and then, you know, sometimes it was hard to understand what they're saying.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Medical terms and stuff I didn't know. Or the system is sometimes different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so sometimes it was hard still.
So you had learned English, or partially, when you were in Japan, but it wasn't completely?
And it's more like to really learn how to read, write, but many people couldn't speak, you know, like
fluently.
So that was the reason that I wanted to come here to study more English when I was 19. Because I still couldn't really speak English. You know, I could read and write, but I didn't know really how to speak.
Okay, that makes sense. Did you have any expectations of what it would be like before you arrived to the U.S.? Were those expectations met, and was anything drastically different?
I expected this Japanese when we moved to Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a lot of Japanese moms who were married to an American husband who works on the base, the Navy base.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it actually helped a lot. I did have a lot of Japanese friends there.
Oh, okay, so that made it easier to, like, adjust to the changes?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Let's see. Sorry, one second. How would you describe your journey?
Is it just as in like traveling?
Yeah.
Most of my worries were with my daughter because she was only a year old. We took an airplane, but I didn't know how she was going to be.
Oh, okay.
That was my, most concern, but yeah. But that was fine.
Oh, it was? That's good.
Yes, it was fine. She was a good girl.
All right. Where did you stay once you arrived in the U.S.? Did you know anyone already living in the country, which you kind of already answered, but...
So we had to stay in a hotel a little bit till we find our apartment to live in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did have... It wasn't in Virginia Beach, but my best friend and her family were already living in the United States. In California, so I did know somebody in this country already.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Was the hotel what you expected it to be like?
Yes and no. we had to stay at this hotel for a while,
mm-hmm.
weeks. So there was a kitchen, and so, you know, we could cook a little bit, not just eat out the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the regular hotel that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a different experience.
Okay. What is your first memory in America?
The first time I came here, it was in Wisconsin. Went to Wisconsin, so mm-hmm. it snowed, and then it was cold because it was in, I believe it was in January.
Oh, okay, so snow wasn't something that you were really used to?
The way I come from, I'm from Tokyo, we don't get a lot of snow, and it doesn't get the super cold
mm-hmm.
like Wisconsin. So, yeah, it was new.
Okay, that kind of goes into my next question, which is, what was your impression of America's physical environment?
Mm-hmm.
Were there any major differences from the environment you were used to in Japan?
Right, that, and also everything is bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I would say more space, the roads bigger, the cars bigger, you know, the houses are bigger than where I come from. And then also the transportation is a major difference to me, because in Tokyo you don't really have to have a car to go anywhere. You can walk in and get on the train or bus or and you're fine, but
mm-hmm.
you know, over here most of the places that you need a car to get around.
Yeah,
that was the major difference to
me. What was your interpretation on the American dream before arriving? Would you say this interpretation proved to be accurate?
I would say yes. I thought the American dream would be like, if you work hard, you can do anything, you can achieve anything.
Mm-hmm.
I still believe that, so yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever feel inclined to move back to Japan after you had settled into America?
Yes, that's mostly because of my family and friends are still there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so in the beginning, my husband could find a job in Japan,
mm-hmm.
we would have, but if he stayed in the Navy, he would have been gone anyway on sea duties.
Yeah.
Even if we live in Japan, so we chose to, you know, stay as in family. You
know. Okay.
Yeah.
So when did you meet your husband, and how did he fit into your immigration story / new life in America, which you've kind of already covered?
Right. We met in So 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, his job was the reason that we came over here. So.
Okay. How does America's political system compare to Japan's? Was this something that affected you?
And in a different way, because I'm not an American yet. I'm not American citizen, so mm-hmm. I haven't vote at all yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then we don't. We have prime minister
mm-hmm.
in Japan, and then the president in the U.S. And you get to vote for president, but in Japan, we do not. We vote for the representatives,
mm-hmm.
and then they pick the prime minister.
Do you prefer a political system, either America's or Japan's, over each other?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Yeah. But I would love to be able to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So I might be. Because I think we are going to be living here for the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking about, getting the citizenship.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that I can vote.
Okay. How often do you visit Japan? What are some things you do when you go? And who are some people you visit?
I visit every few years, and we usually visit stay with my family, and visit my relatives and friends, and we eat a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the things I miss a lot, the food,
mm-hmm.
and it's really good.
Are there any specific places that you go to for food that when you go there?
Sometimes the usual, sushi and stuff, but also some new things if we hear about.
Mm-hmm.
We go, yeah. There are lots of places in Tokyo, so.
Okay. Would you ever consider moving back to Japan as a permanent home? Why or why not?
I wouldn't, because I don't see my kids living in Japan
mm-hmm.
in the future. It's going to be really hard for me to just go back there and my, kids living over here.
Yeah, that makes sense. What are some cultural aspects of your life in Japan you have already passed on or hope to pass on to your children?
I would say some holiday, celebrations, and food and language.
Mm-hmm. Are there any specific holidays or specifics food recipes for sushi or something like that?
Yeah, we do have some. Traditional food that we eat for New Year's Day,
mm-hmm.
and so I it's really hard to get the ingredients over here.
Yeah,
but I will. Yeah, I would still try. Each one has kind of meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So we do eat. Say noodles, and it's really long, and then it's for long life, and then.
Oh, okay, symbolic.
Kind of like that. It's each meal, it has meaning to it.
Yeah.
So I do try my best to cook something.
Mm-hmm.
It's tradition, yeah.
Okay, and then for the last question, it's what is your favorite part about living in America today?
I would say, more space.
Wait, sorry, what?
There's people.
Oh, okay.
There's people, more space, yes. There's so many people in Tokyo.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. So it's just kind of more crowded in Japan?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much for being willing to do this interview.
Oh, you're very welcome.